right, welcome back to Abu Ali's podcast. Man, what a 24 hours it's been. The Telegram channel's been blowing up. Felt like I was glued to my phone all day. We've got Dr. Expert's last name with us to break down everything that's been going on. Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a wild ride.
It is. And the fact that they're targeting missile infrastructure makes it clear that Israel is trying to degrade Iran's ability to strike back. This isn't just about retaliation. It's about crippling their offensive capabilities.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit. There's another theme here, and that's the potential for this to widen into a regional conflict. We saw a post saying, Western news agencies report that tonight, for the first time in many months, American targets in Iraq were attacked. What's your read on that?
That's a huge concern. The channel pointed out that while no one claimed responsibility, the likely culprits are pro-Iraqi Shiite militias with a high probability, or possibly Iran itself, though with a low probability. Either way, it shows that the conflict could easily spill over into Iraq, drawing in the U.S. and other actors.
And then there's Trump. The channel quoted him tweeting, "The U.S. was not involved in the attack on Iran tonight. If we are attacked in any way by Iran, the full, immense power of the U.S. military will strike Iran in a way never seen before." But then he also said, "However, we can easily achieve an agreement between Israel and Iran and end this bloody conflict." Talk about mixed messages.
Classic Trump, right? It's like he's trying to be both the hawk and the dove at the same time. On the one hand, he's threatening Iran with annihilation. On the other, he's suggesting he can broker a peace deal. It's hard to know what to make of it. What's more interesting is how quickly his statement was retweeted by both the American defense and foreign ministers. That's a scary show of power.
Seriously. All right, so the last big theme I'm seeing here is the nuclear issue. There's a post quoting a military correspondent saying the decision to attack Iran came after golden intelligence that Iran had begun developing a critical component for the production of a nuclear bomb, which would allow it to reach a bomb within weeks. That's a game changer, if true.
Absolutely. If Israel truly believes that Iran is on the verge of developing a nuclear weapon, then they're going to do everything they can to stop it. The Telegram channel even referenced earlier reporting about an Iranian nuclear scientist saying Iran could develop a bomb quickly. All the pieces seem to be falling into place to justify this action. And the IDF seems to be targeting nuclear facilities directly. The channel quoted a spokesperson saying, "About 50 fighter jets attacked infrastructure and targets in the Iranian nuclear project in Tehran throughout the night. More than 80 targets were attacked, including the headquarters of the Iranian Ministry of Defense, the SPND headquarters of the nuclear project, and other targets where the Iranian regime hid the nuclear archive."
Exactly. They're not just targeting missile sites. They're going after the heart of Iran's nuclear program. This suggests that Israel is willing to risk a major escalation to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons.
So wrapping things up, it looks like we've got a multi-front conflict unfolding. We've got missile strikes and retaliatory attacks, the potential for regional escalation involving the U.S. and other actors, and the nuclear issue hanging over everything. What do you see as the most likely next steps here?
Honestly, it's hard to say. It really depends on whether Iran chooses to escalate further. If they do, we could see a full-blown regional war. If they don't, maybe there's a chance for some kind of de-escalation, but I wouldn't bet on it. The level of destruction and casualties already incurred makes this a very dangerous situation. Thanks for having me to discuss it.
Yeah, thanks for the insights. It's a scary situation, no doubt. We'll keep an eye on the Telegram channel and keep you all updated. Stay safe out there, folks.